before you know it, with hardly a chance to glance out your side window and admire what's adorning the stucco. For years, an anonymous painter has taken it upon himself or herself to decorate the bridge with real works of art. The subjects the artist chooses are usually female nudes in classical poses. Some look like Greek gods, some like angels without wings, and some are marine in nature. The west wall currently features a larger-than-life-size mermaid with streaming red hair. She is shown drawing a fish-laden net from the sea. Her clear, frank expression is a challenge to the observer, but she is being careless, too. Returning the viewer's gaze instead of paying attention to what she's doing. As the fable tells us, pride goeth before a fall. Well, so too does not paying attention. As our mermaid is about to find out. If she isn't careful, she's apt to find her own tail caught in a trap.
Hurry up.
I am hurrying.
Go faster.
I can't go any faster.
Why not?
Because I'm carrying a stupid ladder.
Shh. It's not that heavy. It is aluminum.
Then you care.
Oh, I would if it wasn't for what I'm wearing. I can't afford to get this dress dirty.
Why am I always your Sherpa?
Because you're my kid's sister and you adore me. That's why. I mean, I adore you. Just go. Keep going. We're on a deadline.
I'm going. We've enough time anyway. You can paint fast. I've seen you.
I can paint fast as long as I'm not pressured. I hate working under pressure.
Then, Amy, why do you keep doing this?
Shh. Never mind. We're not going to get into that now. Just keep going. We're almost there.
You come to bed?
Not sleepy.
Well, what time is it?
I'll be coming soon. Go back to bed.
It's late.
Control, get at 5. Vehicle stop.
Oh, listening to that scanner again. I'm sorry I ever bought you that thing. Well, that's all you ever do.
No, it is not all I ever do.
Seems like it to me.
Go back to bed.
When you retired, I thought to myself, he needs a hobby. He's got to have something to keep him occupied. It was either going to be a scanner or a metal detector. I wish I had gone with the metal detector.
One has to be able to walk to use a metal detector.
You can walk. The doctor said you should walk. Otis?
What?
What is that?
What?
In your lap.
Nothing.
Are those? What are those?
Binoculars.
Funny-looking binoculars.
Night vision.
Night vision for what?
For night vision.
Oh, Otis, for heaven's sakes, you're not about this again.
It's been getting fresh coats of paint, Edith. It's almost finished.
Why do you bother?
Because tonight's the night. I'm sure it is. They're going to try to finish it tonight.
Otis, you're obsessed.
It is not an obsession to expect others to obey the law. Ho, ho, ho! Aha! I was right! Just as I predicted. There they are. I knew it. I knew it. I knew they'd show up.
Here we are. Set up the ladder. Oh, get it as close to the wall as you can. Nellie, help me with this apron. It's all twisted around. I've got to straighten it up before I can climb up.
Remind me again. Why are you wearing this ridiculous cocktail dress with 4 petticoats? Aside from the hit you were making at the party.
That's why. It helps support my alibi.
How?
By dressing this way, people will remember I was there. Also, nobody would be able to imagine that someone dressed like this could possibly be out painting a mural under a bridge.
If you say so.
Hey, it's the little details that make for an impregnable alibi.
Judging by the way guys were looking at you, I think they thought you were pretty impregnable yourself.
Ha ha. No jokes. Not while I'm working.